Question 3. Law proposed by initiative petition. Medical use of marijuana. Do you approve of a law summarized below on which no vote was taken by the Senate or House of Representatives on or before May 1, 2012? Here's the summary. As required by law, summaries are written by the State Attorney General, and the statements describing the effect of a yes or no vote are written jointly by the State Attorney General and the Secretary of the Commonwealth. This proposed law would eliminate state criminal and civil penalties for the medical use of marijuana by qualifying patients. To qualify, a patient must have been diagnosed with a debilitating medical condition such as cancer, glaucoma, HIV positive status or AIDS, hepatitis C, Crohn's disease, Parkinson's disease, ALS, or multiple sclerosis. The patient would also have to obtain a written certification from a physician with whom the patient has a bona fide physician-patient relationship, that the patient has a specific debilitating medical condition, and would likely obtain a net benefit from the medical use of marijuana. The proposed law would allow patients to possess up to a 60-day supply of marijuana for their personal medical use. The State Department of Public Health would decide what amount would be a 60-day supply. A patient could designate a personal caregiver, at least 21 years old, who could assist with the patient's medical use of marijuana, but would be prohibited from consuming that marijuana. Patients and caregivers would have to register with the Department of Public Health by submitting the physician's certification. The proposed law would allow for nonprofit medical marijuana treatment centers to grow, process, and provide marijuana to patients or their caregivers. A treatment center would have to apply for a DPH registration by 1. Paying a fee to offset DPH's administrative costs, 2. Identifying its location and one additional location, if any, where marijuana would be grown, and 3. Submitting operating procedures consistent with rules to be issued by DPH, including cultivation and storage of marijuana only in enclosed, locked facilities. A treatment center's personnel would have to register with DPH, the Department of Public Health, before working or volunteering at the center, be at least 21 years old, and have no felony drug convictions. In 2013, there could be no more than 35 treatment centers, with at least one, but not more than 5 centers in each county. In later years, DPH could modify the number of centers. The proposed law would require DPH to issue a cultivation registration to a qualifying patient whose access to a treatment center is limited by financial hardship, physical inability to access reasonable transportation, or distance. This would allow the patient or caregiver to grow only enough plants in a closed, locked facility for a 60-day supply of marijuana for the patient's own use. DPH could revoke any registration for a willful violation of the proposed law. Fraudulent use of a DPH registration could be punished by up to 6 months in a house of correction, or a fine up to $500. And fraudulent use of a registration for the sale, distribution, or trafficking of marijuana for non-medical use for profit could be punished by up to 5 years in state prison or by 2.5 years in a house of correction. The proposed law would 1. Not give immunity under federal law or obstruct federal enforcement of federal law. 2. Not supersede Massachusetts laws prohibiting possession, cultivation, or sale of marijuana for non-medical purposes. 3. Not allow the operation of a motor vehicle, boat, or aircraft while under the influence of marijuana. 4. Not require any health insurer or government entity to reimburse for the costs of the medical use of marijuana. 5. Not require any healthcare professional to authorize the medical use of marijuana. 6. Not require any accommodation of the medical use of marijuana in any workplace, school bus or grounds, youth center, or correctional facility. And 7. Not require any accommodation of smoking marijuana in any public place. This proposed law would take effect January 1, 2013, and states that if any of its part were declared invalid, the other parts would stay in effect. What your vote will do. A yes vote would enact the proposed law, eliminating state criminal and civil penalties related to the medical use of marijuana, allowing patients meeting certain conditions to obtain marijuana produced and distributed by new state-regulated centers, or in specific hardship cases, to grow marijuana for their own use. A no vote would make no change in existing laws. And now, the arguments. As provided by law, the 150-word arguments are written by proponents and opponents of each question and reflect their opinions. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts does not endorse these arguments and doesn't certify the truth or accuracy of any statement made in these arguments. The names of the individuals and organizations who wrote each argument and any written comments by others about each argument are on file in the Office of the Secretary of the Commonwealth. In favor. A yes vote will ease the suffering of thousands of people with cancer, Parkinson's disease, Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, HIV/AIDS, glaucoma, and other debilitating conditions. Scientific research has proven that marijuana can be useful for many clinical applications, including pain relief, nausea, and seizures. Provisions of the proposed law requiring strict regulation by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, written physician approval, a limited number of nonprofit treatment centers, and criminal penalties for fraud will help ensure only appropriate medical use of marijuana. This proposal has been endorsed by many patients, their families, medical professionals, and law enforcement officials who believe that a smart, science-based approach can help suffering patients without encouraging inappropriate drug use. In fact, allowing the medical use of marijuana will lessen the need for dangerous narcotics like morphine and OxyContin. On behalf of thousands of patients, we ask for your support. Authored by Linda Brantley, President, New England Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, Committee for Compassionate Medicine, P.O. Box 5715, Boston, Massachusetts, 02114, telephone number 617-520-4559, website www.compassionforpatients.com. The argument against. We all have compassion for those in pain, but the loopholes for corruption and exploitation are enormous. If enacted, this law would allow virtually anyone could grow pot in their backyard and carry a 60-day supply. Anyone age 21 and over to operate a pot shop in your neighborhood to sell marijuana for any, quote, medical reason, not just for the seriously ill. In Colorado, for example, less than 3% of patients suffer from cancer and HIV. We do not need 35 pot shops to serve the less than 1% truly in need of medical marijuana in Massachusetts. There is already a marijuana pill available for prescription. It's called Marinol. Other marijuana medication will be available in pharmacies soon. Medical marijuana needs tighter restriction and physician oversight. Let's develop medications properly and find a better path for seriously ill patients who should not be arrested. Protect Massachusetts from widespread abuse. Vote no. Authored by Dr. J. Broadhurst. Vote no on question 3. P.O. Box 2954, Acton, Massachusetts, 01720. Telephone 508-330-3843. And the website, www.votenoonquestion3.org. Full text of question. Be it enacted by the people and their authority. Section 1. Purpose and intent. The citizens of Massachusetts intend that there should be no punishment under state law for qualifying patients, physicians, and healthcare professionals, personal caregivers for patients, or medical marijuana treatment center agents for the medical use of marijuana as defined herein. Section 2. As used in this law, the following words shall, unless the context clearly requires otherwise, have the following meanings. A. Cardholder shall mean a qualifying patient, a personal caregiver, or a dispensary agent of a medical marijuana treatment center, who's been issued and possesses a valid registration card. B. Cultivation registration shall mean a registration issued to a medical marijuana treatment center for growing marijuana for medical use under the terms of this act, or to a qualified patient or personal caregiver under the terms of Section 11. C. Debilitating medical condition shall mean cancer, glaucoma, positive status for human immunodeficiency virus, acquired immune deficiency syndrome or AIDS, hepatitis C, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or ALS, Crohn's disease, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and other conditions as determined in writing by a qualifying patient's physician. D. Department shall mean the Department of Public Health of the Commonwealth. E. Dispensary agent shall mean an employee, staff, volunteer, officer, or board member of a nonprofit medical marijuana treatment center who shall be at least 21 years of age. F. Enclosed locked facility shall mean a closet, room, greenhouse, or other area equipped with locks or other security devices accessible only to dispensary agents, patients, or personal caregivers. G. Marijuana has the meaning given marijuana in Chapter 94C of the General Laws. H. Medical Marijuana Treatment Center shall mean a not-for-profit entity as defined by Massachusetts law only, registered under this law, that acquires, cultivates, possesses, processes, including development of related products such as food, tinctures, aerosols, oils, or ointments, transfers, transports, sells, distributes, dispenses, or administers marijuana, products containing marijuana, related supplies, or educational materials to qualifying patients or their personal caregivers. I. Medical use of marijuana shall mean the acquisition, cultivation, possession, processing, including development of related products such as food, tinctures, aerosols, oils, or ointments, transfer, transportation, sale, distribution, dispensing, or administration of marijuana for the benefit of qualifying patients in the treatment of debilitating medical conditions or the symptoms thereof. J. Personal caregiver shall mean a person who is at least 21 years old who has agreed to assist with a qualifying patient's medical use of marijuana. Personal caregivers are prohibited from consuming marijuana obtained for the personal medical use of the qualifying patient. An employee of a hospice provider, nursing, or medical facility providing care to a qualifying patient may also serve as a personal caregiver. K. Qualifying patient shall mean a person who has been diagnosed by a licensed physician as having a debilitating medical condition. L. Registration card shall mean a personal identification card issued by the department to a qualifying patient, personal caregiver, or a dispensary agent. The registration card shall verify that a physician has provided a written certification to the qualifying patient, that the patient has designated the individual as a personal caregiver, or that a medical treatment center has met the terms of Section 9 and 10 of this law. The registration card shall identify for the department and law enforcement those individuals exempt from Massachusetts criminal and civil penalties for conduct pursuant to the medical use of marijuana. M. 60-day supply means that amount of marijuana that a qualifying patient would reasonably be expected to need over a period of 60 days for their personal medical use. N. Written certification means a document signed by a licensed physician stating that, in the physician's professional opinion, the potential benefits of the medical use of marijuana would likely outweigh the health risks for the qualifying patient. Such certification shall be made only in the course of a bona fide physician-patient relationship and shall specify the qualifying patient's debilitating medical condition or conditions. Section 3. Protection from state prosecution and penalties for healthcare professionals. A physician and other healthcare professionals, under a physician's supervision, shall not be penalized under mass law in any manner or denied any right or privilege for A. advising a qualifying patient about the risks and benefits of medical use of marijuana, or B. providing a qualifying patient with written certification based upon a full assessment of the qualifying patient's medical history and condition that the medical use of marijuana may benefit a particular qualifying patient. Section 4, Protection from State Prosecution and Penalties for Qualifying Patients and Personal Caregivers. Any person meeting the requirements under this law shall not be penalized under Massachusetts law in any manner or denied any right or privilege for such actions. A qualifying patient or a personal caregiver shall not be subject to arrest or prosecution or civil penalty for the medical use of marijuana, provided he or she, A, possesses no more marijuana than necessary for the patient's personal medical use, not exceeding the amount necessary for a 60-day supply, and B, presents his or her registration card to any law enforcement official who questions the patient or caregiver regarding use of marijuana. Section 5. Protection from state prosecution and penalties for dispensary agents. A dispensary agent shall not be subject to arrest, prosecution, or civil penalty under mass law for actions taken under the authority of a medical marijuana treatment center, provided he or she, A, presents his or her registration card to any law enforcement official who questions the agent concerning their marijuana-related activities, and B, is acting in accordance with all the requirements of this law. Section 6, Protection Against Forfeiture and Arrest. A. The lawful possession, cultivation, transfer, transport, distribution, or manufacture of medical marijuana, as authorized by this law, shall not result in the forfeiture or seizure of any property. B. No person shall be arrested or prosecuted for any criminal offense solely for being in the presence of medical marijuana or its use as authorized by this law. Section 7. Limitations of law. A. Nothing in this law allows the operation of a motor vehicle, boat, or aircraft while under the influence of marijuana. B. Nothing in this law requires any health insurance provider or any government agency or authority to reimburse any person for the expenses of the medical use of marijuana. C. Nothing in this law requires any healthcare professional to authorize the use of medical marijuana for a patient. D. Nothing requires any accommodation of any on-site medical use of marijuana in any place of employment, school bus or on school grounds, in any youth center, correctional facility, or of smoking medical marijuana in any public place. E. Nothing in the law supersedes mass law prohibiting the possession, cultivation, transport, distribution, or sale of marijuana for non-medical purposes. F. Nothing in this law requires the violation of federal law or purports to give immunity under federal law. And G. Nothing in this law poses an obstacle to federal enforcement of federal law. Section 8. Department to define presumptive 60-day supply for qualifying patients. Within 120 days of the effective date of this law, the department shall issue regulations defining the quantity of marijuana that could be reasonably be presumed to be a 60-day supply for qualifying patients, based on the best available evidence. This presumption as to quantity may be overcome with evidence of a particular qualifying patient's appropriate medical use. Section 9. Registration of nonprofit medical marijuana treatment centers. A. Medical marijuana treatment centers shall register with the department. B. Not later than 90 days after receiving an application for a nonprofit medical marijuana treatment center, the department shall register the nonprofit medical marijuana treatment center to acquire, process, possess, transfer, transport, sell, distribute, dispense, and administer marijuana for medical use, and shall also issue a cultivation registration if, 1. The prospective nonprofit medical marijuana treatment center has submitted A. an application fee in an amount to be determined by the department consistent with Section 13 of this law. B. An application including 1. The legal name and physical address of the treatment center and the physical address of one additional location, if any, where marijuana will be cultivated. 2. The name, address, and date of birth of each principal officer and board member. C. Operating procedures consistent with department rules for oversight, including cultivation and storage of marijuana only in enclosed, locked facilities. Number 2. None of the principal officers or board members has served as a principal officer or board member for a medical marijuana treatment center that has had its registration certificate revoked. C. In the first year after the effective date, the department shall issue registrations for up to 35 nonprofit medical marijuana treatment centers, provided that at least one be located in each county and not more than 5 in any one county. In the event the department determines in a future year that the number of centers is insufficient to meet patient needs, the department shall have the power to increase or modify the number of registered treatment centers. D. A medical treatment center registered under this section and its dispensary agents registered under Section 10 shall not be penalized or arrested under Massachusetts law for acquiring, possessing, cultivating, processing, transferring, transporting, selling, distributing, and dispensing marijuana, products containing marijuana, and related supplies and educational materials to qualifying patients or their personal caregivers. Section 10. Registration of Medical Treatment Center Dispensary Agents. A. A dispensary agent shall be registered with the department before volunteering or working at a medical marijuana treatment center. B. A treatment center must apply to the department for a registration card for each affiliated dispensary agent by submitting the name, address, and date of birth of the agent. C. A registered nonprofit medical marijuana treatment center shall notify the department within one business day if a dispensary agent ceases to be associated with the center, and the agent's registration card shall be immediately revoked. D. No one shall be a dispensary agent who's been convicted of a felony drug offense. The department is authorized to conduct criminal record checks with the Department of Criminal Justice information to enforce this provision. Section 11. Hardship Cultivation Registrations. The department shall issue a cultivation registration to a qualifying patient whose access to a medical treatment center is limited by verified financial hardship, a physical incapacity to access reasonable transportation, or the lack of a treatment center within a reasonable distance of the patient's residence. The department may deny a registration based on the provision of false information by the applicant. Such registration shall allow the patient or the patient's personal caregiver to cultivate a limited number of plants, sufficient to maintain a 60-day supply of marijuana, and shall require cultivation and storage only in an enclosed, locked facility. The department shall issue regulations consistent with this section within 120 days of the effective date of this law. Until the department issues such final regulations, the written recommendation of a qualifying patient's physician shall constitute a limited cultivation registration. Section 12. Medical Marijuana Registration Cards for Qualifying Patients and Designated Caregivers. A. A qualifying patient may apply to the department for a medical marijuana registration card by submitting 1. Written certification from a physician. 2. An application including A. Name, address, unless homeless, and date of birth. B. Name, address, and date of birth of the qualifying patient's personal caregiver, if any. Section 13. Department Implementation of Regulations and Fees. Within 120 days of the effective date of the law, the department shall issue regulations for the implementation of Sections 9 through 12 of this law. The department shall set application fees for nonprofit medical marijuana treatment centers so as to defray the administrative costs of the medical marijuana program and thereby make this law revenue neutral. Until the approval of final regulations, written certification by a physician shall constitute a registration card for a qualifying patient. Until the approval of final regulations, a certified mail return receipt showing compliance with Section 12A-2B, above, by a qualifying patient, and a photocopy of the application shall constitute a registration card for that patient's personal caregiver. Section 14. Penalties for Fraudulent Acts. A. The department, after a hearing, may revoke any registration card issued under this law for a willful violation of this law. The standard of proof for revocation shall be a preponderance of the evidence. A revocation decision shall be reviewable in the Superior Court. B. The fraudulent use of a medical marijuana registration card or cultivation registration shall be a misdemeanor punishable by up to 6 months in the House of Correction, or a fine up to $500. But if such fraudulent use is for the distribution, sale, or trafficking of marijuana for non-medical use for profit, it shall be a felony punishable by up to 5 years in state prison, or up to 2.5 years in the House of Correction. Section 15. Confidentiality. The department shall maintain a confidential list of the people issued medical marijuana registration cards. Individual names and other identifying information on the list shall be exempt from the provisions of Massachusetts Public Records Law, MGL Chapter 66, Section 10, and not subject to disclosure except to employees of the department in the course of their official duties, and to Massachusetts law enforcement officials when verifying a cardholder's registration. Section 16. Effective date. The law shall be effective January 1, 2013. Section 17. Severability. The provisions of this law are severable, and if any clause, sentence, paragraph, or section of the measure, or an application thereof, shall be adjudged by any court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid, such judgment shall not affect, impair, or invalidate the remainder thereof, but shall be confined in its operation to the clause, sentence, paragraph, section, or application adjudged invalid.